Egypt's president has confirmed that the Egyptian envoy to Iraq has been killed. The group Al-Qaeda in Iraq earlier claimed in a statement on a website that it had killed Ihab al-Sharif. This came one day after the group denounced the envoy as an apostate for his country's support of the United States and the Iraqi government. Ihab al-Sharif was kidnapped on Saturday in Baghdad while stopping to buy a newspaper. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
The written statement on the website says, quote, "We announce in the name of Al-Qaeda in Iraq that the judgment of God against the ambassador of the infidels, the ambassador of Egypt, has been carried out." In the accompanying video, a blindfolded man dressed in a polo shirt identifies himself. The man says he's Ihab al-Sharif, but unlike other hostage videos, the captive makes no demands on behalf of the kidnappers. It does not show him being killed. Two other diplomats were attacked this week as well in what are believed to have been kidnapping attempts. The Pakistani ambassador and the Bahraini envoy were ambushed on the same day in separate incidents. Today's internet statement also said that their group was hoping to kidnap more ambassadors. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is led by Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and his organization has claimed responsibility for multiple bombings and beheadings in the past. It has shown itself to be adept at using terrorism to influence foreign governments. The targeting of these diplomats, according to Iraqi officials, has a clear political agenda. They say it's an attempt to prevent Arab and Muslim countries from strengthening ties to the U.S.-backed government here. Sharif was to become the first ambassador from an Arab country to Iraq since the war. The mostly Sunni governments in the region have shown reluctance up until now to grant the Shia-dominated Iraqi leadership the formal legitimacy that comes with an ambassador-level envoy. As if any further reminder was needed, the possible killing and attacks are intended to deliver another message as well. No one has immunity from the violence here. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.